And the final 10 sefirot meditation, bringing awareness to the crown of your head, to Keter, using your hand to help bring your awareness to the top of your skull, bringing to mind Hu Eloheinu Ein Od, existence is the only God there is. Ein Od, there is nothing else. Atahu, Atahu, now is it. There is nothing but it right now. And you, Hashem, are the fullness of this moment. Atahu. And bringing your right hand to the right side of your skull, this is Chochmah, wisdom, which represents consciousness, awareness. Emet Malkenu Efes Zulato, truth is the king, the truth of what is arising right now. So L'shem Yichud Kudsh Abrichu, for the sake of the unification of the Holy One, that is the space of reality, U'Shechinte, with the form of reality, whatever form reality is taking in this moment. Bringing left hand to the left side of your skull, this is Bina, understanding. And this is the understanding that all forms that arise are not separate from the space of consciousness within which they are arising. Bidechil Rachimu Liyached Shem Yodhe Bavavhe, bringing your palms together in front of your mouth. This is the sphera of dat, of knowledge, which means connection. The connection between consciousness and form, the unification of your experience. Bidechilu Urchimu, in awe and in love, to make this unification. Viyadata Hayom, and you shall know today, meaning you shall come close to this moment, not separate yourself from this moment. Vehashivota Elevavecha, bringing your right hand to your heart. This is the sphera of chesed, of loving kindness, and the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, love of divine, love of all that is. Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha, you shall love existence, which is your divinity, bechol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'odecha, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. And so lovingly, openly offering your awareness to this moment as it is, with lecha for you, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly. This is the sphera of gevura, of strength, the strength needed to repeatedly return your awareness again and again to dwell within the body, to be present with the movements of your body. Ki Hashem hu ha-Elohim, because the divinity of existence is embodied in this form that is you. And in keeping your awareness connected to your body, not running away in your mind, but being very careful to return yourself again and again to the presence of your physical form, is Yirat Hashem, awe of the divine, or carefulness, attentiveness to the actual physical experience you're having in this moment. As it says, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema, listen, be attentive, be careful, because the oneness that you seek is present when you are being present. And so affirming commitment to doing the practice of presence in your body with Na'aseh, we will do, breathing in. Na'aseh. and bringing your right hand, touching your fingers lightly to your forehead. This is the sphera of Tiferet, of beauty, grace, harmony, the open space of awareness itself, Bashamayim Mima'al, in the heavens above. Knowing that the awareness that is present in your body is not at all limited to your body, but is an open and vast, borderless space within which your body and everything else in your experience is arising. And this is the mitzvah of Kiddushim Tiyu, you shall be holy, meaning paradoxically that you shall be separate from everything because you are simply space and everything else is coming and going within the space, but also intimate with everything, that the space is not resisting anything but is completely connected to everything that arises, that to your consciousness, that to your awareness. And so affirming your identity with consciousness, chanting Venishma, we will hear, breathing in. Venishma. And bringing your right hand to rest, palm up on your right thigh. This is the sphera of Netzach, of persistence, meaning the persistence of your daily practice, Be'al ha'aretz mitachat, on the earth below, meaning in the day-to-day of your life that you set aside times for avodah. And these are the mitzvot of sacred times of Shabbat and the Chagim, the mitzvah of setting aside sacred times. So may it be your will, Hashem, that through whatever our avodah is, whatever our commitment is, that it bring forth the fruit of deeper and deeper realization of your presence. And we affirm our avodah with the word na'aseh once again. We will do. Breathing in. Na'aseh. And bringing your left hand palm up to your left thigh. This is the sphere of Hod, of gratitude, because Ein Od, there is nothing else but the opportunity for this practice, for this avodah, this practice of presence all the time, under all circumstances. Everything is nothing but this opportunity. So Modei Ani Lefanecha, we give thanks before you for this knowledge and this opportunity to practice. And this is the mitzvah of Be'achalta v'savata uve'rachta et Hashem Elohecha, that when you are satisfied, that you shall bless, you shall give thanks for all the goodness that you're receiving. And so offering our thanks with the word Lecha, once again for you, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing palms together once again, this time over your heart. This is the sphera of Yesod, foundation. And this is the foundation of a spiritual life to bring all of these spiritual qualities, all of these midot, into your actions and into your words, into your thoughts. So may it be your will, Hashem, that we be successful in being a channel of blessing and of healing in the world, l'taken olam, to make a fixing or making a healing in the world. And this is the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so affirming this commitment to do kindness in the world, to do blessing in the world, chanting Na'aseh once again, we will do, breathing in. Na'aseh. and opening hands for the final sphera of Malchut. This is letting go of all intention and realizing that everything that happens, everything that is all the unfolding of the One anyway. So it's an affirmation of trust. And this is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem, I am the divine, Elohecha, which is not separate from your own inner divinity, your own life force. Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who has taken you out of the land of Egypt, meaning the place of constriction. This is the mitzvah, very deep mitzvah, of simply knowing that the ultimate identity of everything is the oneness, is Hashem. And so this releases us from the constriction of separateness, from Mitzrayim. That everything is b'malchut Shaddai, in the kingdom of the all-nurturing one. And so, evtach velo efchad, I will trust and I will not be afraid. And so letting all 10 sfirot live within your being, chanting Atahu. Atahu, simply bringing your mind back without judgment when it starts to wander, rooting in your body, being the space of this moment. And closing with the three portals, bringing your right hand to your heart, offering your presence to this moment with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly, connecting with your body and the flow of your breathing. With Naase, breathing in. Naase. And bringing your right hand to your forehead, being the space of this moment without borders. Venishma, breathing in. Venishma. Atahu, until next time.